Teresa Chapman, TeresaChapman. Today's 9:15. Miss Chapman is a 63-year-old woman. So Teresa is a 62-year-old woman who, in on or about November of 2024, had an abnormal mammogram diagnosed with carcinoma in situ via biopsy. Then her and her husband moved to Japan. And she decided to do nothing about her problem. I told her this was the stupidest thing she could have done. The carcinoma in situ can lead into cancer, and she should have had this thing taken care of in 2024. And she's the kind of person that is very particular about what she wants and doesn't want. For example, she says the mammogram hurts so bad, and she doesn't want to have anything else done because of the pain of the mammogram. I told her pain of the mammogram is nothing compared to pain of the death and what it would be like to die of breast cancer. Unfortunately, she doesn't have the mentality to understand that. Last set of blood work was a year ago. Cholesterol, triglycerides are within normal limits. It's very frustrating for people that do not want to take care of themselves. And when the cancer is so early on, it can be taken care of via simple lumpectomy, period. New paragraph. She does want to have her ultrasounds done. On the ultrasound, I'm worried about a few lymph nodes that I see on the left axilla and the enlargement of the carcinoma in situ, which was at 1.4 centimeter. Now it's over 3, period. Again, I discussed this at length with patient and husband before leaving my office. Blood work is ordered, including LH, FSH, estrogen, progesterone, hemoglobin A1C, period. Medications, none. Pediatric immunization, up to date. COVID immunization, of course not. She doesn't believe in any type of immunization, and she thinks the government is against us and wants to kill us all. Medical problems, no diabetes or high blood pressure, issues with anxiety and other psych issues, but she doesn't believe that she has any issues and never had any problems with it, but I'm concerned about her decision-making ability, especially when it comes to not treating her breast cancer. Surgery, cholecystectomy, right arm surgery, recently broke her wrist as well. I pray to God that it wasn't a pathological fracture. Last period, 2013. Social, married, has few children, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Her and her husband are both devout Mormons. They just came back from living in Japan. Urinalysis shows leukocytes trace. Blood work has been obtained today, period. Good family history, positive for skin cancer, which she did have a positive basal cell carcinoma removed from her eye on the right side. Then coronary artery disease, COPD, and cardiac stent problems. That's all under family history. Social, we talked about that. She hasn't had a period for a couple of years, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Allergy, penicillin, medications, none. Surgery, has had many DNCs, gallbladder surgery, kidney stone surgery times 4. Medical problems, none. Current, but has had kidney stones in the past, carcinoma in situ, which she has ignored, recent fracture of the arm, which I'm concerned about, as I mentioned. And basal cell carcinoma. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. She weighs 181 pounds. up 3 pounds, 97.995, 18, 74, 103/61. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck short, JVD, skin shows, no ashram, mucosal thin, ligament, logical, non-focal. There is a slight 1.5 to 2 centimeter mass left breast, 10 o'clock. Ultrasound reveals this to be a 2.4 centimeter mass with multiple lymph nodes present in the left axilla. Abdominal ultrasound reveals no lesion within the bladder. Cardiac evaluation is within normal limits. Lymph nodes noted in the left axilla, as was mentioned. Neck pain and arm pain multifactorial. Next numbers. Status post gallbladder removal. Next numbers. No stones noted in the kidneys. Next numbers. No hydronephrosis. Next numbers. Urine shows trace leukocytes. Next numbers. Findings were discussed with patient at length. Next numbers. History of hyperlipidemia has declined treatment. Next time is recent fracture of the wrist about 10 months ago. Next time needs to find an orthopedist doctor. Next time is refer her to a cancer doctor ASAP. Next time is we talked about this over 45 minutes, that even though she may not want to get any treatment, she needs to see a cancer specialist to find out what's going on with the carcinoma inside you that was present in November of 2024, and what needs to happen now, and she has to have an option of making a decision. Her husband agrees, and I'm going to refer her to oncology after much discussion. Thank you.